Rambam pointed out that he saw in the Halicha Shlomo that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to do like Yassir. So, right, it says that's what he did. That's what he did. Meaning keeping on the table with the keep on the table with the hands on it. Make the bracha and pick out.
Shlomo Zalman of the generation.
Okay. Before we begin, if anyone has any questions they want to ask about Yom Kippur, Sukkot, anything, we could take a couple of questions before we begin, and then we'll, yeah.
Is there anything we should look for in particular for Lulav?
Like, well, supposedly it's hard to get one this year, so you should look to get one.
So particularly, any empirical details about the Lulav that we should be aware of?
Make sure no, in other words, you want to...
It's so hard this year. You know what I mean? Make sure
well, the
good.
Good things about a lulav is fresh, nice green color. No, not if you can. And the top leaf, it does, you know, it's the more closed it is, it's better. But it's still kosher if it's open. You shouldn't think that if it's open, all it's pasul. No, if it's open, it's also kosher. And the Taz says, even up to a tefach, it's kosher l'chatchila even. And of course, if it's totally closed, it's better. But you don't have to spend hours and hours to get something totally closed. You know, as long as it's meikar din, it's only possible if it goes down, you know, the whole way or over the way down, open. But if it's open, you know, a little bit, even, as I said, the Taz says up to a tefach, it could even be kosher l'chatchila.
Sometimes the middle leaf is
grows separate,
like from the get-go, and it's not really one leaf that was split. And some people say that that's
no
good.
No, there's a psul of hemnik. If the two leaves come to, on the top come together, and they fork out, so then there could be a potential question. It was if it's just split and they basically come together, it's a split. That's only a psul if it's rolled. And l'chatchila, you should have either totally closed or at least up to a tefach, you know, closed. But if when it comes to the top, it's split. But it's not just a split, that it forks out. So that's a hymnic. So there's different opinions, the machlokas levushi srad and the marsham, how forked does it have to be. Yeah, so that's the machlokas. The Vushi Strat says even a little bit, and the Marsham says it has to be more pronounced, you know, fork.
And on the tefach for a regular middle leaf, you can glue it, or is that?
I don't think you have to go and glue it. You have to go glue it. If it's less than a tefach, then you know. It's less than a tefach, then be happy that you got a lulav. Yeah.
Is there anything special about having a garz lesser?
I think it's special not to have a garz lesser. I mean, I don't know. To me, the garz lesser doesn't even look nice. Yeah, you know, the garz lesser is when it thins in the middle. And Hey, any other? Yeah.
Any quick details about the esrog?
The esrog, it's very hard to have a pasul esrog. As Rav Shechter pointed out, even the dots, the black dots, are only a psul if it's because of decay. So most of the black dots we have are not because of decay. So even these so-called black dots wouldn't really be a psul. So then, you know, and the white thing, the you know, the blettles, that's for sure not a problem. And I don't think it's kedai, because unless you know what you're doing, you can make shalom chasa and things like that. So why? There are people that that know, you know, how to get rid of them, and but it's just not kedai.
How much should one spend on it? Like, is it much better to get like the $100 sets, like how I do it, or as long as you get a kosher one?
I don't think you have to get the most expensive. You don't have to get the, get something normal. I don't know what the prices are this year. I haven't started shopping yet. Huh? Yeah. But, $50 is a good one. 70 if you want, yeah.
What about, can you maybe talk a little about like sleeping in the sukkah?
Sleeping in the sukkah is, you know, one of the mitzvahs of sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah. In fact, there's the famous Mordechai that says that if your sukkah is not able to sleep in, then it's not even kasher l'achila, because it has to be a base dira. So whether you sleep it or not is irrelevant, but if it's not right to be slept in, because it's in a dangerous place or something like that, so you can't sleep in it, so then it's really not kasher l'achila. So if we were passing like that Mordechai, a lot of sukkahs would be a lot of sukkahs, you know, wouldn't be so good. So I think Chacham Tzvi argue with this Mordechai and says that it's not all or nothing. That there's nothing to do with whether you're planning to sleep in it. It just has to be right to sleep in. If it's not right to sleep in, the Mordechai says it's not even kosher l'achila. Right? The Ramah quotes this Mordechai. You know, so according to that, if you put it in a backyard where you're afraid to sleep in, because then it's not even good for achila. So there is a chiv to sleep in the sukkah, and the only question is if a person, it's very cold, the person's mitztayer, so then he's potter. Everyone has a different.
Weather like this.
It's very cold, so.
Rain, cold.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
right, so if it's rainy and cold, I wouldn't recommend it.
Usually when you wrap it in foil with a towel on it to keep it fresh, a lot of the leaves come off.
So I don't think you should wrap it in a towel. I think the best way to keep it fresh is you get the plastic bags that you buy it in, so keep a little bit of water on the bottom of the plastic bag, and just keep it against the wall in the corner of your house, not by a heater. And then when you bring it to shul, you'll put it in some case that you're transmitting it with, and you bring it back to that plastic bag. You change the water every day except for Shabbos and Yantif. You put it back in, and then that's it.
Do you get in and out from the holder and the lula?
Don't take it out from, what?
From the holder and the lula. Take it in and out from there and put it in the bag.
Put the whole thing in. The lula with the holder and the hadassim and the ravis all in the bag.
How much needs to be left on the leaves?
You need a rove. You need rove of the aravas to be there, and you need that should be rove of mishulash.
Typing on a computer, a column, is that against the letter or spirit of the law?
So, I think typing today is a malachas hedya, probably. I mean, even though I'm not even a hedger, but it's not a malachas uman. Right, it's a malachas hedger, so everyone knows how to do it, right? Everyone from you know, your generation knows how to type on a computer. So then it's a malachas hedyot. So if you need to do it, and if it's not a tircha, you're not spending the whole day doing it.
Would you like to write a report? Is that appropriate?
What about to print it out?
So, again, I think it's all hedyot. I don't think you should spend your whole day doing it. You know, that takes away from simple siyantif. But if you feel you need to do it because you'll be so nervous that you're not getting it done, so you can maybe a little bit every day, but not too much.
Like studying for a calculus test, if you have to do problems, is that like the test is right after, or so it's like a day or two after, you know, and you really have to get studying done, so is that like the rubbish if you don't do?
Yeah, so you do in terms of our writing, or in terms
of
like
I kind of write out the problems and go through it?
Yeah, that's all Maisa Hedyot.
So when can you not write?
The real issur is if you're going to write a lot, that's going to take away a good part, you know.
If you have to write down a phone number, that's fine.
Yeah. If you have to write a lot of work, you know, calligraphy type of thing. That's the real issue. But, it's Melech HaSedyot, so then it's much more tall. Okay, anything else? Okay. Okay, I'd like to speak a little bit about Parshas Hazinu and Zosa Bracha, and apropos to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Pasuk says, Yarov kamatar l'kchi, tizal katal imrosi. That Hashem is saying that my lekach, my lesson to you will come down like rain or dew. Kisirim alei desha, kirvivim alei esiv. So what are si'irim? Rashi says, si'irim are the winds. So just like the winds, when they go on the grass, they strengthen the grass, so too, Rashi says, the Torah strengthens the person who learns it. Okay? So what is Se'irim are winds. Se'irim are winds. That's the Poshut Pshat, Rashi says. The winds on the grass strengthen the grass. Okay. So the Sifrei has a chiddush. The Sifrei says that Se'irim is not referring to wind, Ruach Sa'ara, but Se'irim is like the Se'ir HaMishtalet, the goat, the goats of Yom Kippur. Kisirim Aledesha, Mas Se'irim Halolu Boim Al Chatos Umchaprim, Kach Yivei Torah Mechaprim Al Averus. That just like Se'irim, a mechaper, we know that there's a Seir Hashem, the two goats of Yom Kippur, a mechaper. So just like the goats of Yom, and we have other karbonos of a Seir. So Seir and a mechaper, and the Torah is comparing the Imrosi is my learning, my teaching, the Likhi is the Torah, is being compared to the Seirim. So Rashi in Chumash learns, it means just like the wind, Seirim is referring to wind, just like the wind is mechazik, the grass, so too the Torah is mechazik you, the Sifrei is learning another angle, that just like the Se'irim are Mechaper, so too Divrei Torah are Mechaper. Now, I'd like to discuss a little bit about this idea of Divrei Torah Mechaperim and other things being Mechaper. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Yuma on page 4 on Daf Pei Vav Amar Aleph. And this is called the Gemara of the Dalet Chalukei Kapara. This is the famous Gemara of the Dalet Chalukei Kapara. Meaning, there are four different types of averus that you can violate. And depending upon the four types of averus that you can violate, so you need different type of kapara commensurate with the chomer avera. For example, what are the four types? Here. Look a little further down where I put the arrow. In the middle, the last word on the line is asay. Over al asay, vishav. In other words, the first type is a person violated a mitzvah seseh. Meaning he didn't do a mitzvah. He didn't put on tefillin, he didn't shake lulav, he doesn't have a mezuzah on his door. He was mevatel a mitzvah seseh. He neglected to do a positive commandment. So the Gemara says, v'shav, he did shuvah, ein ozoz misham ad shemochlam lo. So then he gets mechila right away. As soon as you do tshuva, lack of a mitzvah essay is not a good thing, but at least you didn't do an aveira in a positive way. You just didn't do a mitzvah, which you were supposed to do. So then, once you do tshuva, you get what? Kapara right away. So over, I'll say v'shav, Eino zoz misham. You don't move from there. Ad shemochlam lo. Shenei mashuvu bonim shalvovim. That's category number one. Over al lo sase. Category number two is a person violated lo sase. He ate non-kosher meat. He did a malacha on yantif. He shaved with a razor. So he violated lo sase. Also tshuva, and he did tshuva. So tshuva is not enough. See, by a mitzvah essay, once you do tshuva, good. Losa says it's not enough. Tshuva tola, v'yom kippur mechaper. So, in other words, tshuva will suspend it. In other words, tshuva will help you out, you know, that you shouldn't, you know, get, so nothing bad should happen. You shouldn't be struck by a bolt of lightning in the meantime. But your ultimate kapara is not going to be until Yom Kippur. You're still considered a bal aveira until Yom Kippur if you violate a mitzvah lo sase. So as in contrast to not doing a mitzvah essay, where what? Where it's enough to just do tshuva, for lo sase you need tshuva and what? And Yom Kippur. Oval krisus umisus bezdin. The third thing is, what if you violate an Issacharis? Well, Mises Bezni ate chametz b'Pesach. You ate forbidden fats. You bechal Shabbos. So that's the third level. So again, the first level is, if you didn't do a mitzvah seseh, you didn't shake lulav, you didn't put on a mezuzah, then you do tshuva right away as mechaper. You violate a lo saseh, then tshuva is not enough, but you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. If you violated chayvei mises or krisis bezdin, plus a tshuva Yom Kippur and tola v'yisurim market. It's not enough tshuva and Yom Kippur. It's tshuva and Yom Kippur and yisurim. You're going to have yisurim to mechaper. Aval, misha yesh chil Hashem b'yado, but a person who was Machal Hashem, he did something, he's a frum Jew and he was involved in a scandal and everyone knows about it, whatever, Chil Hashem, so then it's not enough, Eilu Koch, but Tshuva is not enough, Lo Yom Kippur is not enough, Yisurim is not enough, until Misa. And the person will not cleanse himself until Misa. So these are called the Dalet Chilukei Kapara. That the four levels of Kapara. Again, not Mevatel Mitzvah Essay, that's what? Tshuva. Lo sase tshuva yom kippur. Krisus u'misas bezdin tshuva yom kippur is not enough. You need yisurim. And chil Hashem is tshuva yom kippur, yisurim. Still not going to do it until misa. That's called the dalet chilukei kapara. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos at Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, page 5. The Gemara speaks, a famous Gemara, speaks about Shabbos. I once put it in a Chumash packet, maybe last year or something like that. It's good to see it again. If a person keeps Shabbos, even if he's an Oved Avodah Zorah, like they did in the generation of Enosh and Sefer Bereishis, he gets Mechila. What does the Pasuk say? This is Aftorah for Tainis Tzibur. Kol Shomer Shabbos Michalulo Umachzim Bivrisi. Someone who is Shomer Shabbos Michalulo means from profaning it. So the Novi goes and compliments him. That's like having sons and right, etc. Kol Shomer Shabbos Michalulo, from being profaning it. Then the Novi says that's great things. So the Gemara darshans al tikrei mechalolo el mochalo. That don't read it mechalolo el mochalo. That someone who's shomer Shabbos, he gets mechilas avonos mochalo. Okay. So here the Gemara tells us that Shabbos gives you mechilas avonos. That's the Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So the Taz, the first Taz in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Mem Beis, it's even before Sifkot Nalef. Taz asks the following question: what's the point that Shabbos is mochel? Mamonafshach. If you did tshuva for the Aveira that you did, so what do you need Shabbos for? And if you didn't do tshuva, so how could Shabbos help? That's the kasha. Betur hevi gemar de kol kisvei kol mshabes shabes kil chaso filo ved avod azok enosh mochum lo ikil ameida ilo aso tshuva shabes my mahani vi aso tshuva shabes lamali man of shach. So the gemar says near the mayr shaso tshuva. No, the gemar saying that Shabbos is a kapara is talking about that you did do tshuva. Ella, the tshuva lo mahani she mochlim lo. But tshuva, as we just learned in the Gemara, is not always enough. As we learned about the dal chiluke kapara. Kivisa per yom kippurim. Over krisus misus bezin tshuva tolo misum merekes. Yom kippur tolo misur memarkim. Kemash von kan, di masoso tshuva, shomer shabbos kil chaso, mahani tshuva she nimcholo. So the pshat is like this. That we said that dal chiluke kapara, and sometimes tshuva is not good enough, and you need Yom Kippur, or you need Yisurim, or you need Misa, comes this Gemara and says, but if you're a Shomer Shabbos, Kil Choso, then any time you need Tshuva plus something else, Shabbos could be that thing. You don't need the Yisurim. You don't need the other things. Shabbos, you don't need all the Chiluke Kapara. Shabbos and Tshuva will take care of the Krisus and Misa's Bezdin. Because Shabbos is such a cleanser that it, even though the Gemara speaks about the Dal Chiluke Kapara, if you're not Shomer Shabbos Kil Choso. But if you're Shomer Shabbos Kil Choso, then Shabbos could come, for Mitzvah's essay, you don't need it. Tshuva is good enough. But anything after, more chomer than a Mitzvah's essay is going to need Tshuva plus. So Shabbos could be that plus. It doesn't have to be Yisurim. It doesn't have to be Misa. Shabbos plus. That's what the Taz says. Because Shabbos is such, you don't realize how important Shabbos is. You know, And that's why, especially people on Kiruv, you get somebody to be Shomer Shabbos, you don't know how, what a harvacha that is, even though you didn't get everything else yet. But you get a Jew to be Shomer Shabbos, it's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. You know, like Shabbos is like, of course all the mitzvahs are important, but Shabbos apparently has this special thing, because Shabbos is Amunah Bashem of creation. And Amunah, the Ran says that's the most important thing, is Amunah. Bach Habakkuk v'hemuidan alechot. Habakkuk said, if you'll take all the mitzvahs in Torah and capsulize them into one mitzvah, Amunah. And that's what Shabbos is. So Shabbos is a tremendous kapar. Oh. So now I want to show you some other things that the Achronim say, just like the Taz says, Shabbos could, you know, be in the Mokum the Chiluke Kapara, and you don't need all these other things. So there are other things also. So I'm very fortunate, on page 7, to have the Svarim of the Chidah. Not everyone has the Svarim of the Chidah. You know, they printed, Chidah wrote many Svarim. Many Svarim. You can spend a lifetime trying to collect all the Svarim the Chidah wrote. But then they came out with a set of all the Kisvei Chidah, which I'm very fortunate to have. And so the Chidah in several places has different things. So in the Sefer Midbar Kedemos of the Chidah, he says like this, an unbelievable thing. He says, Tshuva, Kosov HaMefarshim, Dashav Me'ava, Tekev Miskabel, Uvashav Me'ava Lo Nemru Dalach Hiluke Kapara. He says, this idea that Tshuva is not good enough, you need Yisurim, or you need Yom Kippur, or you need this, that's only if your Tshuva was Me'ira. But if your Tshuva is Me'ava, just like the Taz says, Shabbos, is B'mokum the Hiluke Kapara, Tshuva me'ava is also b'makom d'chiluke kapar. No, those gemaras that say that tshuva is not good enough, you need yisurim or yom kippur, that's only if your tshuva was meira. But if you have tshuva me'ava, you don't need a dal chiluke kapar. Dafki m'shab meira. Chalukas yoshes lamo amam shab b'chol leiv me'ava einu m'chus zman u'tekev miskabel b'ratzon. Yishlitein tam. And he explains, because the gemara says in Yuma, when a person does tshuva meira, so the aver is not erased yet. His averes are like that he did b'mezid, or like he did a b'shogeg. But if you do tshuva me'ava, then your averes are like mitzvahs, become like mitzvahs. It's totally erased, the avera. Zdonos lasus lo kizchuyos. Zdonos lasus lo kizchuyos. So one second. So Memela says the Chidah, the Gemara says that Tshuva is not good enough, you still need, that's only if you did Tshuva Meira. But Tshuva Me'ava, that the Zdonos Nasas Kiskuyos, so what do you need Yisurim for? The Avera was Nimchak. So, just like the Chidah says, just like the Taz says that Shabbos could take care of the Chiluke Kapara, the Chidah in the Midbar Kedemos says Tshuva Me'ava also. And the Chidah repeats himself in his Sefer Yosef Tehilos. Not everyone has that Sefer Yosef Tehilos, but I happen to have the Sefer Yosef Tehilos of the Chidah. When he... So the pasuk that we say in Pesukim Zimra Shabbos, Yiras Hashem Tehora Omedes Lo'ad. There's, if you, Mishpatei Hashem, Emes Satugu Yachtov. Whereas, if Yiras Hashem, if you have Yiras Hashem, which is good, and you do Tshuva Meira, so then, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. In other words, Hashem is going to still follow the Mishpat. And therefore, you're going to need to have the Dal Chiluke Kapara, you're going to need to have Yisurim. But, HaNechmodi Mizav, Paz Rav, but if you have your Avodas Hashem is like, you love it, like gold. Mesuki midvash. It's sweet as honey. So then you don't need anything anymore. Look inside, in the bottom. Inami, Efshar, Naktiv. Mishpe Hashem, Enz Tachid Yochadov. So he writes on the next page, three lines from the bottom, first column. That's all my years. Hashem Tahor Medvus Laad. That's Shuvah Meira. It's Mishpatei Hashem Emes. In other words, whatever God does to you is Emes. He brings you Surim. That's Emes. That's Mishpatei Hashem because you deserved it. Because you have Yiras Hashem means you did Shuvah Meira. However, Aval Shav Me'ava, the next column, third line, Hanechmodi Mizav, the Hainish Me'ava Shav, Lididei Hanechmodi Mizav, Musuki Midvash, Einu Tzarech Dal Chiluki Kapara. Then it's totally Nimchat. Totally Nimchat. The Chida says another thing. So far, what did we say? We have the Dal Chiluki Kapara, and we said that, but if you're Shomer Shabbos, then you don't need the Dal Chiluki Kapara. That's number one. If you do Tshuva Mat Me'ava, also not. But now look on page 13. And also in the Sefer Kisei David. That's also in the Chidah. I happen to have that Sefer as well. Sefer Kisei David of the Chidah. He quotes from the Rav Ir Binyamin. I don't know if you have the Sefer. That Sefer I don't have yet, the Ir Binyamin. Okay. That's still on my waiting list, on the Sefer Ir Binyamin. The Misha Lomit Torah Lishma. Miskaprim Havonus Lagamri, Lugabi Dide in Itzarach Dalachi Luke Kabara. He says, someone learns Torah Lishma, and we should point out the famous Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, that if you enjoy it, that's also called Torah. That's Torah Lishma. That's the Iker Torah Lishma. You shouldn't think if you're enjoying it, it's not Torah Lishma, right? That's the famous piece of the Eglei Tal. So if you learn and you're enjoying it, Dal Yidei Torah Lishma Miskaper Hakol, and you don't need the Dal Chiluki Kapara. So here we have a third thing to our list now. We have Shabbos, Tshuva Me'ava, and Torah Lishma. You don't need the Dal Chiluki Kapara. Wow. And now, Rabbosai, we'll point out the following. First of all, there is a famous Rabbeinu Yonah that you should be aware of. On page 14, Rabbeinu Yonah says, and we have to understand the Rabbeinu Yonah properly, because if you take the Rabbeinu Yonah out of context, you can come to a very bad conclusion. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Atan Dabel Mishiyesh Biyodo Ovon Chil Hashem." We know that Chil Hashem—that's the most chomer of the Chiluke Kapara, right? Shalom, and that the Gemara says Yisurim is not even enough. Neg Dam Kiyeshlo Refuas Talo Imikadis Hashem Yisbarach Tomid. Where it's the way to have kapara for Chil Hashem is to do a Kiddush Hashem. But he says, another way, Otim Tzol Kapar B'Higyono Tomid B'Torah V'Higyosobo. Whereas, if you Miyageya B'Torah, that also has a kapara for Chil Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Im Skaper Ovan Beis Levi B'Zevach Beis Eli B'Zevach U'Mincha Einim Skaper Aval Miskaper B'Divrei Torah. He says, "Ki Torah fuul chol nachal ma'od." Okay, marper loshen eitz chayim. So he says that yigia b'Torah. Well, we saw already in the Chidah that Torah lishma takes care of the chiluke kapara. So that means even chil Hashem, which is one of the chiluke kapara. But that yisod is already in Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Torah is a kapara for chil Hashem. But I would have to believe that it means that, you know, you learn Torah and then your Torah is noticeable that you're learning Torah. You know, because then, in other words, I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah would say you're involved in some scandal and your name is in the New York Times, but you learn, so, you know, it takes care of everything. It means you learn and that changes you. And the, you see, this is a word from the Belzer Rebbe. On page 10, on page 16. And this gets back, the Belzer Rebbe brings it back to the original Sifrei that we started with. Because now we can get back to the Sifrei. Well, how did the Sifrei say? Masi'irim mechaprim, avdivrei Torahs mechaperis. So now we see already, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chidah both say that the divrei Torah is one of the things that absolves you from the Chilukei Kapara. So the Belzer Rebbe said, what's pshat? So he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro Havu Godol Elokeinu. And Shem Hashem Ekro is, you call God's name, that means you learn Torah. Havu Godol Elokeinu, that's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. Do a Kiddush Hashem. Have a God elokeinu. You bring Gedulot Hashem. So that's how he explains the what's shot in the Shari Tshuva. But again, I don't think it should mean that person, you know, feels that, oh, he's learning Torah, so he can go and steal and make Gedul Hashem. No. Means the Torah has to have an effect on him that he won't do it anymore. And I thought as well, another source that Torah is mechaper is, what does it say in last week's parsha by Ksiva Sefer Torah? V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, which is, shira is referring to hazinu, but the Rambam says that you can't just write one parsha, so you have to write the whole Sefer Torah, and this became the source of the 613th mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. But what is Ve'ata? So look in the Medrash Rabbah, famous Medrash, page 17. Ve'ata pen yishlach yodo am ravava m'lame shepasach v'agadishpoch petzach tshuva ata ein ve'ata elo tshuva. That the ata means tshuva. Some want to say the pshat is because ata means right now. This tshuva you can do right now. Make up your mind right now, like in a snap of your fingers. So the ata, lashon tshuva, and it's going on the pasuk of what? Of divrei Torah, of kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. So you see that learning Torah is also a kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, writing the sefer Torah and learning from it, which is the purpose of writing it, as the Rosh says in Menachos, is also a form of tshuva. That's the pasuk. Atah kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. So I think some point out that if you put together this medrash in Breishis, ein v'ata el tshuva, together with this pasuk in Vayelech, it also supports this idea of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chidah that Torah is also tshuva. But there's another aspect, Rabbi Osei. Besides Shabbos, and besides Tshuva Me'ava, and besides Torah Lashma, there's another aspect that also could take care of Kapara. Let's go back a little bit in Pasuk in Hosea on page 11. This was from the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah. Perek Yudal Pasuk Hei. The Pasuk says, Erpa Mishuvosom Ovem Nedova. I'm going to give refuah to their inflictions. I will love them gratuitously, like a Nedova. So the Mitzvah Stov says Epra Meshuvasim means the fact that they went shovav, they went astray. I'll give her fruit to that. And Oavim Nedova. So what's this idea of Oavim Nedova? So the Yismach Moshe writes on page 19. Oavim is Loshen Rabin. And Nedova means even though you don't really deserve it. And this is Rav Shulman spoke last night at the Tshuva Drasha. The idea of the Tzibur. And certain things, even if you don't deserve. What's the idea of Oavim Nedova? The idea of Oavim Nedova says the Yismach Moshe. Look on. He writes in the second arrow. Hinei ksiv erpa meshuvasim Oavim Nedova who v'tshuvas harabim medaber. The ksiv hakol loshen rabim. Hei shodaktik mahu erpa meshuvasim chimushosim nirpa heim nirpan meshuvasim. Od maze Oavim Nedova. Nearly be said, Hayesh Lavin ex Doros Nasukuskyu, so Dinosaur Bloklum, Lime, Hechotinus. I'm nearly the Hashem Tzilcha, Perishat Sel. In other words, what's the pshat that the person's Schuyos, if he does Shuva Me'ava, is Donos Nasuk his Schuyos? It's because when you do something Me'ava, Hashem Tzilcha, that's the idea that Hashem is our shade. The way we act, that's the way Hashem acts. So if we act to Hashem with Ava, Hashem will act with us to Ava as well. So he writes, and his point is on the next page. He says, not everyone can be Zocha. First word in line is Zoo. Not everyone can be Zocha to Tshuva Me'ava. It's hard. Hard, but he says tshuva sarabim is usually meira, but tshuva me'av alone meira nuper avera, rakunimber me'avera. But also tshuva me'av is yeah, but tshuva sarabim, Hashem says I'm going to give it the status like tshuva me'av, even though not everyone in the rabim really does tshuva me'av. But that's what it means. All them the dova. If it's a communal thing that they're doing tshuva, it's Oavim, it's the community, then I'm going to give an adova, Hashem says, and I'm going to give them a free ticket as if they did tshuva me'ava. So that's what the Yismach Moshe says. And Pardes Yosef HaChadosh quotes these Makoros. He says that just like Shabbos is a mechaper and absolves you from the dalechul kibukei kapara, and just like Tshuva Me'ava does, and just like Torah Lishma, Masira Mechaprim of Divido Mechaperis, Tshuvas HaRabim, be involved in something of the Rabim, communal work, has a status like Tshuva Me'ava. And therefore, also is Mechaper. And takes care of the Chiluke Kapara. And it's very interesting, you know, the Gemara in Brachas on page Chaf Aleph, it's page 21 of the Pakken and Chaf Aleph in Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, what's the source of Birkas HaTorah? Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Minayin LeBirkas HaMozal Achareh Min HaTorah SheChal Tov Sivat HaRachta. Minayin LeBirkas HaTorah SheNema Kishem HaShem Ekro HaVu Godol Elokeinu. Shem HaShem Ekro HaVu Godol Elokeinu. That's the source of Birkas HaTorah. Bez Hashem, in this coming Beis Yitzchak, I wrote a whole piece on this Gemara on Birkas HaTorah. Yishem Hashem Ekra Avogodol Elokeinu. Birkas HaTorah, right? We make a Birkas HaTorah every morning, right? When you get up, you make a Birkas HaTorah. So the Ramban, on page 22, you know, the Ramban wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Because the Gemara Makkah says there are 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam went ahead one day, I don't know how long it took him, and he decided, let's figure out what the 613 mitzvahs are. Doesn't say what they are. And then he saw that they're much more than 613, so then he has to decide that this mitzvah counts, and this mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah, but it's not on the list of the 613. So the Rambam did his whole beautiful list, and then the Ramban came along and said, but you missed this mitzvah, and you missed this mitzvah, and you missed this mitzvah, Right? The most famous is you missed Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? That was one of the mitzvahs that... and then the question is, so what does the Rambam say about that? He says you live in Muncie? What is he saying? What's the you know, the Rambam Shita? So different opinions what the Rambam held. So the one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam claims that the Ramban claims the Rambam left out is the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. That's mitzvah Tezvav. Shenitzavenu lahodos l'shmo yisbarach b'chol eish nikra b'Torah. Ala tova gdola. Every time you learn Torah, you have to thank HaGadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Torah. Doesn't mean every time you said Tzulam. Once a day we do it. Right? And this is the source, the Ramban Shita, that Birkas HaTorah is a Doraisa, based on the Gemara and Brachas. Because it could be you could have said the Gemara and Brachas is maybe just an asmachta. But the Ramban says, no, it's counted in one of the 613 mitzvahs. That's why the halacha is, the poskim say, if you're not sure, if you made Birkas HaTorah in the morning, you have to say it again. Normally, if you forgot, if you made a bracha, you'll make it again. Somebody brought us the halacha. But if you forgot Birkas HaTorah, you have to make it again. Then there's a machlokas achronim. The Shani Sai says, only the bracha of Sher Bach Rabban is the rice you make again. But the other brachas you don't. And the Prichadish says, no, if you're in the Sukkah, you can say all of them. You say all the brachas again. But that's because of the Ramban Shita of that Birkas HaTorah is what? Is a Daraisa. So the Mishkan of Yaakov has a very interesting Shita about this. He quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Brachas on page 23, Amar Shmuel bar Avidma Lalamdu Birkas HaTorah Birkas HaZimun El L'Rabin. The Shishem Hashem Ekor is also the source of Zimun. And Zimun was the three. Yerushalmi says the only time you make Birkas HaTorah is if you're learning Torah with a rabbi. 10 people, maybe even 3 people is considered a rabbi. We've got to be certain halachas like Zimun and Sofek Tumah, etc. But if you're learning Torah alone, then you don't have this pasuk of Pishei Meshem Ekor. Ah, so does that mean if I'm learning Torah alone, I don't make a bracha? So says the Yerushalmi on page 24, no. You mean to tell me, in other words, if you're saying that the pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekra is only going on Talmud Torah L'Rabim, so then, if you learn Torah alone, you mean to say you don't make a bracha? So Yerushalmi says, no. Amar Abba Mary, Achvi the Rav Yosef, Su Kishar Kol Mitzvah Ser Shal Torah. Marshal Kol Mitzvah to Unas Bracha, Abzu to Unas Bracha. He says, no. If you're learning Torah alone, you still have to make a Birkas HaTorah within Birkas HaMitzvah. It's no worse than any mitzvah that you do. But if you do barabim, then that's a special pasuk. So what does that mean, says the Mishnah of Tziyach? Meaning, if you learn the Torah barabim, then the chiyuv of Birkas HaTorah is midaraisa. If you learn b'yachid, then it's only like a Birkas HaMitzvah, which is only the Rabbanah. And that's against all these poskim, because both the Shagasari and the Pre-Chagash held that Birkas HaTorah, even for your own learning, is a deraisa. And after a suffix, you make again. So the question is, do you make only one bracha or all the brachas? But the whole assumption is that even your private learning, you make... but we're going to see soon, the Mishnah of Yaakov says from the Yerushalmi that it's not so. But your private learning, the bracha you make in the morning, Birkas HaTorah, that's only the Rabbanah. Only the Rabbanah. The only time Birkas HaTorah is deraisa is for public learning. Take a look in the Mishkan Yaakov. So he would say, according to Mishkan Yaakov, if you had a suffix, whether you made Birkas HaTorah in the morning, you wouldn't make it again, because it's only the Rabbon. So says the Mishkan Yaakov, an unbelievable thing. Din Birkas HaTorah Mimun HaTorah. And he didn't say Sosmo Torah, Ramban, that's what he says. The Ramban says Minator. So the Mishkan of Yaakov continues and says, next column. Second line. V'biyachit tefillah she'ein tzarech bracha min haTorah. Rak midrabbanan. Do mi debirkas haMitzvah. She'ein mitzvah k'shar kol mitzvah tzarech levarach. There's locus dimas haPoskim. In other words, this Yerushalmi seems to be against the Poskim. Because the Poskim seem to say, based on the Ramban, that it's daraisa even biyachit. It's really v'il biyachit havidar min haTorah. Shara sugya the brachas near gamkin the Ayri Barabim. That Rabbi Yochan boy the male because the Torah lacharev min haTorah. For us to severely review the yachar akari b'torah mevarch lacharev. Vana namilu pagina lay etc. La halacha yanira. So the Mishkan of Yaakov says la halacha hayanira lifso kedas hayushalmi. That he thinks we should pass him like Yushalmi, and Birkas haTorah is only daraisa barabim. And then Rabbi Fizeh, he says now, he says a beautiful thing. Fizeh, first word line is Fizeh. Nira Pasha, the Mishnah Bira, Pirkas haTorah, Chakarul, Lawaz haTorah, Barabim, Vali Tzarech Lamar. How come, based on my pshat, says the Mishkan of Yaakov, based on Yushalmi, we understand an unbelievable thing. How come when you get an Aliyah, you make another Birkas haTorah? You already made one in the morning. So the standard pshat is Kavarat Tzibur. Now it's Kavarat Tzibur, you make another Birkas haTorah. But says, The Mishkan of Yaakov, according to me, with this Yerushalmi, I have a better pshat. The reason is because the bracha he made in the morning is only a bracha midrabbanan. Now it's going to be midaraisa. So therefore you make another bracha. That's what he says.
Is there a
Chuvas
Rashi that
Shakir likes to close? Yeah, Chuvas Rashi is that he would make, when he'd come to shul, he would make it. I don't know if this is with teaching. I mean, he would make a bracha. It says he would make a bracha in Birkas haTorah at home, then he would come to shul and make another one. And there's a whole discussion what's pshat in that. After poskim kosev atam shetorach levarach kimshav habrachas liskim shum kovar atzibur hanul fishi kosem. Those poskim said kavod atzibur because they held that it's a darais even biyachid. So if it's a darais even biyachid, so then what are you making another bracha now also? But it says, but according to me, says the Mishkan of Yaakov, that we that originally biyachid was only midrabanan, so now you make it midarais, and this works in well with the what we saw with the Yismach Moshe, that something that's done barabim. That's Av in the Dava. That's a higher plateau. If you're learning together Kiddushin with a Chabura, you're learning Yerodeh with a Chabura, you're learning with a Chabura of people, that's a higher plateau of learning, and therefore that requires a Bracha Midaraisa, and that's a special level, another, besides Shabbos, and besides Tshuva Me'ava, and besides Talmud Torah, things that you do barabim, especially Torah barabim, that has the highest level of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's also b'makom. It's like Tshuva Me'ava, and if we said Tshuva Me'ava is b'makom Chiluke Kapara, so this also would be b'makom Chiluke Kapara. On page 26, I just xeroxed from the Tshuva drasha I gave in Tafshin Samach Aleph, where I discuss here. Yeah, we're not going to get into it now. The connection. You can take a look. The connection of the Yud Gimel Midos of Tzad Rasha, Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. We won't get into it right now. You can take a look at it. Now I want to tie this in with Parsha Zos HaBracha. Right? We get in the Chumash here. Bracious will probably also, but Bracious I already got in with the Vayelech when we talked about Selam Elokim with the Meshach Chachma and the Sforno and Bracious. So we got Bracious in already because I think the first Parsha we're back is Noach. So we got Bracious in. So we got Hazino, now we can say something on Zos HaBracha. So it's interesting that what does the pasuk say? Vayareishis lo, Yisham chelkas mecholki sofer. Vayareishis rotsi on tikasam also mishpotav in Israel. This is talking about God. That God, Rashi explains, wanted the reishis, the first territory, The first territory that Klal Yisrael got was Eber HaYarden, right? So the first territory they got was Eber HaYarden, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mechokik. He's the lawgiver. And they wanted to have the territory where Moshe Rabbeinu was given, was buried. And then, the Pasuk ends with something interesting. Tzidkas Hashem osa u'mishpotav im Yisrael. So Rashi learned Tzidkas Hashem osa is referring to B'nai God. That B'nai God were loyal to what they said. In other words, they promised that they would fight for Klal Yisrael in the other side of the Yarden. And Hashem said, if you do that, you'll get the Chelukah on the other side. And they fulfilled. Tzidkas Hashem osa, their promise to God, they fulfilled. That's the first pshat. Davar Acher, Tzidkas Hashem osa is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah l'Rabim, so he did Tzidkas Hashem osa. But it's interesting that the Gemara in Sota says a different pshat. On Yud Gimel Amud Beis on page 29. First it says, Amar Yehuda, Omoleh Mikra Kosev Yefshar La'omro, Heichel Moshe Meis V'chelkel Shal Reuven. Moshe died in the portion of Reuven, and then he was moved over to the Chelek of God. He's buried in the Chelek of God. And then it says that Moshe was Mutol B'kanfei Eshchina, And the Malachi Ashar is Omim Tzidkas Hashem Osa U'mishpotav Im Yisrael. So what does that mean? There was, the Malachi was saying that, you know, originally, and the way it's explained, say for Moshe Shol Rav explains, that originally the Malachim had tainus of Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't get the Torah. So now the Malachim are saying, when Moshe Rabbeinu was being buried, being brought from Chelek Reuven to Chelek God, he was being buried, now the Malachim are saying, Tzidkas Hashem Osa. In other words, Hashem did the right thing for giving the Torah. Because this is the Malachim saying this, Tzidkas Hashem Osa. There was finally, the Malachim admitted that, you know, it was originally, they didn't want the Torah to come in this world. They wanted to keep it in Shemayim. Finally, they're admitting that they were wrong. Finally, they're admitting they were wrong. So what's the pshat? So I think the pshat is that, just like we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu was the mechokik, the lawgiver. But why is the Torah called a mechokik? Because chakika means engraved, right? That means, and the Dr. Lamet has discussed it from the Balatanya, the Torah is called Chuko because the Torah is ingrained in you, it's engraved, it changes the person. So, you're saying how Torah is B'mokam D'chilukei Kapara, right? Tshuva Me'ava, not only Tshuva Me'ava, but Torah L'shma, because it transforms a person. So that's the greatest tshuva. What's tshuva all about? It's transforming a person. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu, especially if you hold, like, I didn't put it in the packet, but the famous Tiferes Yisrael in the end of Kedushin. I feel awkward putting it in the packet. I think I once did put it in the packet, but the famous Tiferes Yisrael, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu B'teva was really a cruel person. Right? And they saw his picture and he looked cruel. So, but you see, even that's true, but the Torah changed him. And that's why it's called chok. Mechokek means a lawgiver, because when you give the law of the Torah, it's chakika on you. It's ingrained in you. So if it's ingrained in you, you become a different person. So Memelo, the Malachim see, after Moshe Rabbeinu lived out his whole life, and now he's about to be buried, so you see that Hashem was right. Tzidkas Hashem Osa, he was right for giving the Torah. And therefore, at this point, they've been molded that it was right for the Torah to give. And that's why it's called Mechokek at this point, because it wants to stress the Inyan that the Torah is a Chakika in you. And that fits in what we said before. That's why Torah's b'makom has a status of tshuva. Ma divrei Torah, ma se'irim mechaperim of divrei Torah mechaper, because it changes you. But that's, you have to make sure that it changes you. It means that you have to, when you learn Torah, it has, you have to make sure that now, because I'm learning Torah, I have to do chesed, I have to become a more honest person. It's a mechayev when you're learning Torah. And that's why I always like to quote the Sifrei, an Eish Das Lomo. That, I think this is the first night in Schenectady, the first year. He said over this, it's in the Imre Baruch as well, Eish Das Lomo. Why is the Torah called Eish? So the Sifrei says, on page 31, Ma'esh kol mishtamish ba osa b'kufa roshem, afim ne'odem shemalim ba nikorim heim ben abriyos kakam. In other words, if you, there's a fire in a building, right? And the fire is no longer there. But a week later, you come back, you can tell there was a fire in the building, because you can see that there was a burning there. Even though it's out now. So too, a person learns Torah, even though he's not learning right now, but he's walking in the street, it should be nikur, the way you carry yourself, that this person is has Torah affected him. That's the mechokik. And that's, and for malachim, it's not going to change malachim. Malachim don't have the yetzahara, don't have the bechira, as we discussed. So they don't need the Torah to change them. We need the Torah to be mechokik. And dafka, now when Moshe's Rabbeinu is buried in Chela God, and God represents Gol Meldalim, represents the idea of Midas HaChesed, Midas of giving Chesed to other people, and that's what Torah is. The Gemara says in Sota, Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed. Right? It begins with giving Hodim Rishon clothing and ends with Chesed, but bearing Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's what Torah is. So Bemela, we need, people need the Torah. Malachim don't need the Torah. So now they see that a Moshe Rabbeinu, look what it did to a Moshe Rabbeinu, who according to the Tiferes Yisrael's thing, was Beteva and Achzori. But look what it did to him. And look what, how he was Mashpi on other people. He's a Mechokek. Mechokek doesn't only mean he taught, but he was Mechokek. He transformed them. He engraved it in their hearts. So now they say, you're right, Sitkas Hashem Osa. Hashem was right. And that's the whole idea that Torah is Mechaper. Torah is not a Mechaper just because you come and you mumble a couple of words and, you know, this. But it's a Mechaper because it's a Mechokek. It has to change you. And it's not only Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah Siochid, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mechokek. He gave the Torah to the others. And that's what the Archaim HaKadosh says on page 32. What does it say? Zos HaBracha Asher Birach Moshe Ish Elokim as Bnei Yisrael. So what's the idea? Ish Elokim as Bnei Yisrael. He says, L'hagid she madrega zu hiksige in Bnei Yisrael. Peirish b'emtzos, ma'shatach b'em, ma'shasovu me'em, istayif, b'emtzos, ha'nagosu otovu me'em, isi madrega zu. How did Moshe Rabbeinu become Ish Elokim? You know, it's the famous word from the Meshech Chachma, that by Noach, he starts off as Ish Tzadik, and the end is Ish Adama. Moshe Rabbeinu starts off as Ish Mitzri, and he ends off as Ish Elokim. So the Meshech Chachma writes, because Noach was private, and you would think a private person, so he has more time to work on himself. No, just the opposite. Noach was private, and he went down. Moshe Rabbeinu was for the Tzibur, and he went up. So the Meshech Chachma, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says the same thing over here. Ish Elokim as Bnei Yisrael. The reason why he was an Ish Elokim is because he had a shaychus with Bnei Yisrael. It was Torah Shel Rabim. It was what the Yismach Moshe says, that if you're involved in the Rabim, that's like Tshuva Me'avah automatically. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov says. Only Talmud Torah Shel Rabim requires a Birkas HaTorah. So the point, Rabosei, is, you know, the Kedushas Levi says that the Iker Tshuva Me'avah really happens on Sukkos. Tshuva Me'ira, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is still Tshuva Me'ira. The Iker Tshuva Me'avah is on Sukkos. So, doesn't mean it can't happen before, but that's the Iker Tshuva. So Rabosei, what I want to say to you is that you know, Torah is a vast thing, but the key in learning Torah is, like the Avnei Nezer says, is the enjoyment, and you have to enjoy learning, and then you'll enjoy learning. You know, as Baruch Ber said, you'll learn it throughout your life, and the way to enjoy it, as it was Rav Tannenbaum said to me over from Rav Baruch Baer, is through Havana. If you're just going to just go through it quickly and this and that, you're not going to understand it, you're not going to enjoy it. You got to go slowly, you have to see things inside, you have to think about it, you have to discuss it, you enjoy it. Like anything in life you enjoy, you don't enjoy things you rush through. Anything you rush through, you don't enjoy. I give you, right? Rabbi Cohen always gives a mushroom. You're going to eat an ice cream quickly, you're not going to enjoy it. Eat a meal quickly, you're not going to enjoy it. Things that, so, you think about it, you talk about it, you see it, you learn about it, and that should be our goal, that we have tshuva me'ava, that we should really enjoy our avodas Hashem. We should enjoy it, we should love it, we should be happy about it. Because that's ultimately, is even, besides what we discussed, that it's b'mokum dal chikvukei kapara, that's going to give us the fuel to continue on and to be ovdei Hashem, is the simcha, the simcha sachayim, and the simcha of avodas Hashem. And so besides these ideas that we discussed, that divrei Torah is mechaprim, masiri mechaprim of divrei Torah is mechaper, and Torah is b'mokum the chilukei kapara, just like Shabbos is, and just like Tshuva Me'ava, and just like the Zchus HaRabim is b'mokum the chilukei kapara. But the yisod is, the Torah has to change us. Torah has to be, it's mechokek. It carves out in us. And the malachim ultimately said, Tzidkas Hashem. Hashem was right that he gave the Torah. And they said that Dafka, as Moshe Rabbeinu was being buried, was being moved from Reuven to God, and Dafka to be in the Chel of God, which represents Gomel, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, God, Gimel Dalad, and the Aleph Beis, Gimel, and the Dalad is the Gomel Dalim, and the Gimel has its leg to the Dalad, which is the Dal, which is the Ani, which is the idea of Chesed, etc. So that's the yisod of Torah, is transforming, is enjoying. It's something that if you just, you know, just taking notes and just writing, memorizing and spitting back, and there's no process, there's no enjoyment, there's no fulfillment. Torah has to be an enjoyment, a fulfillment, an understanding, and that's Bez Hashem. We should all be Zocha. I'd like to ask Mechila from anybody if there's any need to ask. I didn't get to know everyone yet, as we're trying as slowly to know everyone. Bez Hashem, know everyone. The key is we should have simcha, we should have avas Hashem, we should really ivduas Hashem b'simcha. That should be what Yom Kippur, the tar of Yom Kippur, should bring us into the simcha of Sukkot. And we should be zocher to be over Hashem, mitoch ava, mitoch simcha, and should all be zocher for gemach hasim metova, ashnas bracha v'atzlocha, brius b'chol masi yedeichem.